It was early evening, and Stick Dog was asleep in his pipe. He awoke when he heard a familiar sound. It was the padding of his four friends' paws as they came toward his home. Stripes, Mutt, Karen, and Poo-Poo rustled leaves, sticks, and underbrush as they made their way to his pipe. This was, without a doubt, one of Stick Dog's favorite times. He always enjoyed seeing and playing with his friends, of course, but Stick Dog loved to hear the other dogs approach his home for another reason, too. They often got lost in the woods surrounding his pipe. And when they did, it was quite amusing to Stick Dog. Sometimes they found their way to his pipe in 5 minutes, and sometimes it took them 20 minutes. The record was an entire afternoon. The best part for Stick Dog was that he could hear little comments his friends made to each other as they sought his pipe. And this day was no exception. Stick Dog could hear them talking 50 yards to the left. "I think Stick Dog moved his pipe again," said Karen, the dachshund.
"That's the third time this week," Mutt added.
Stick Dog smiled to himself and coughed a couple of times to give away his location a little bit.
"I hear him," said Karen.
"Me too," said Mutt. "It's this way."
In a couple of minutes and several more coughs, Karen, Poo-Poo, Stripes, and Mutt emerged from the forest in front of Stick Dog's pipe.
"Stick Dog," Karen said, and squatted down to brush burrs from her fur with her front paws. "You have to stop moving your pipe. It makes it too hard for us to find."
Stick Dog glanced up at the roof of his pipe and then all the way around the rim of its opening. It was a huge pipe. It was probably 8 feet high, and it ran all the way under Highway 16, which was a four-lane highway about 100 feet above them. "I didn't move it," said Stick Dog. "I couldn't. It's at the bottom of this giant hill, and it goes all the way through it. There must be 200 tons of dirt and rocks above this thing. How could I possibly move it?"
"Well, it's not where it was yesterday," said Stripes the Dalmatian, agreeing with Karen.
"Of course it is."
"I concur with Karen and Stripes," said Mutt. "If it was where it was yesterday, then we would have found it much quicker."
"Yes," said Stick Dog. "You would think so."
"Aha!" yelped Poo-Poo the poodle. "You admitted it. You've been moving your pipe."
Stick Dog shook his head and wondered if it was worth continuing the conversation. He decided it was. "I didn't admit moving the pipe. I agreed that you should be able to find the pipe if I hadn't moved it."
I know a thing or two about logic," said Karen. She scooched her belly across the ground, trying to scrape a final burr from her fur. "And you just proved yourself wrong, Stick Dog. First, you said we should be able to find your pipe. Second, we couldn't find it. Therefore, the pipe must have moved."
"Excellent deductive reasoning, Karen," Mutt exclaimed. "Way to figure it out."
"Yes, yes," Stripes said.
And Poo-Poo pointed a paw directly at Stick Dog. He smiled slightly from one side of his mouth. He squinted one eye and declared in a loud, sharp whisper,
"You're busted."
Now, Stick Dog could have said, "Maybe you guys just aren't very good at finding things in the woods." Or he could have asked, "How in the world could I pull a huge pipe out from under a 200-ton hill of rocks and dirt?" Or he could have said, "You guys are nuts." But Stick Dog didn't say any of those things. He liked the looks on their faces. They expressed a sense of accomplishment. Stick Dog was often the one who ended up being right about things, whether it was some piece of random information or the legitimacy of a particular food-snatching strategy. And now that the other dogs thought they had gotten the best of him, even though Stick Dog knew they hadn't, he liked the way they were feeling about themselves.